Empire.
The captain and I put down awakening evil left over from the first empire I created. To succeed, to prevent that evil from breaking loose, I had to allow my powers to be neutralized. Now I'm winning them back, slowly and painfully. Narayan couldn't believe. He was the son of his culture. I was a woman. But he wanted to believe. He said,
"But you're so young."
In some ways, I never loved before the captain. This shell is a mask, Narayan. I entered this world before the Black Company passed this way the first time. I'm old, Narayan. Old and wicked. I've done things no one would believe. I know evil, intrigue, and war like they're my children. I nurtured them for centuries. Even as the captain's lover, I was more than a paramour. I was the lieutenant, his chief of staff. I'm the captain now, Narayan. While I survive, the company survives. And goes on. And finds new life. I'm going to rebuild, Narayan. It may wear another name for a while, but behind the domino, it will be the Black Company. And it will be the instrument of my will. Narayan grinned that grin.
You may be her, indeed.
I may be who?
Soon, mistress. Soon. It's not yet time. Suffice it to say that not everyone greeted the return of the Black Company with despair.
His eyes went shifty. Say that, then. I decided not to press him. I needed him pliable. For the moment, we're building an army. We're woefully beggared of an army's most precious resource, veteran sergeants. We have no one who can teach. Tonight, before they eat, sort the men by religion. Organize them in squads of 10, 3 from each cult plus 1 non-Taglian. Assign each squad a permanent place in the camp and the order of march. I want no intercourse between squads till each can elect a leader and his second. They'd better work out how to get along. They'll be stuck in those squads. Another risk. The men were not in the best temper, but they were isolated from the priesthoods and culture, which reinforced their prejudices. Their priests had done their thinking for them all their lives. Out here they had nobody but me to tell them what to do. I won't approach Goja before the squads pick leaders. Fighting amongst squad members should be punished. Set up whipping posts before you make the assignments. Send the squads to supper as you form them. Learning to cook together will help. I waved him away. He rose.
If they can eat together, they can do anything together, mistress.
I know. Each cult sustained an absurd tangle of dietary laws. Thus, this approach. It should undermine prejudice at its most basic level. These men would not rid themselves of ingrained hatred, but would set it aside around those with whom they served. It's easier to hate those you don't know than those you do. When you march with someone and have to trust him with your life, it's hard to keep hating irrationally. I tried to keep the band preoccupied with training. Those who had been through it with the hastily raised legions helped, mainly by getting the others to march in straight lines. Sometimes I despaired. There was just so much I could do. There was only one of me. I needed a firm power base before I dared the political lists. Fugitives joined us. Some went away again. Some didn't survive the disciplinary demands. The rest strove to become soldiers. I was free with punishments and freer with rewards.